Nowhere is the Bush administration's budget dilemma more obvious than on health care. The deficit can't be lowered without addressing health care costs, but many of the cuts the administration is proposing in health programs could hurt people and face significant political hurdles. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt tried to highlight the good news at his department's budget briefing yesterday, like a $300 million increase for community health centers.
These centers provide quality, compassionate care to patients who need help the most, regardless of their ability to pay.
And the proposed recipients of those funds are grateful. Dan Hawkins is vice president of the National Association of Community Health Centers.
It is a very significant increase. And it's one that we're deeply appreciative of, not only the dollars themselves, but the vote of confidence that bespeaks on the part of the president and this administration.
But Hawkins is still worried because at the same time the budget proposes an increase for the centers themselves, it proposes a net decrease of some $45 billion over the next decade for the Medicaid program for the poor. Hawkins says cuts to Medicaid could jeopardize the very centers the president wants to encourage.
For health centers, it is the single largest source of revenue, exceeding that of the federal grant, and in fact was almost twice as much.
The president also proposed reductions to the National Health Service Corps, which Hawkins points out provides a key source of staffing for the health centers.
The ability of the program to expand into new communities and serve new patients is going to depend on having an adequate number of appropriate physicians and other clinical staff.
And if the number of health professionals serving in the Corps drops, new health centers in particular could have a hard time expanding. There are other areas of the health budget getting increases, bioterrorism preparedness, for example. The budget request, said Leavitt,
will enable the National Institutes of Health to increase our research and help us in developing bioterrorism countermeasures. It will allow the Center for Disease Control and Prevention to expand our strategic national stockpile. It will support the Food and Drug Administration's efforts to defend our nation's food supply.
But the budget also proposes to cut or eliminate key programs at some of those agencies that help state and local public health agencies carry out their roles. George Hardy is executive director of the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials.
There are new funds, and indeed we welcome seeing some of those new funds for a number of what are going to be important preparedness initiatives. Unfortunately, some of them are being funded at the expense of the sustained commitment for the state programs, which were started 3 years ago, and those needs are equally acute.
Started, that is, after the September 11th attacks highlighted how unprepared the public health system was for either terrorist or naturally occurring catastrophes. Hardy says states are particularly concerned with the administration's proposed elimination of the Preventive Health Services Block Grant,
which is critical to states to meet unanticipated needs. It's been used in the past when we first had West Nile virus, E. coli outbreaks, a number of other events that were unpredicted.
In effect, says Hardy, the administration is playing a bit of a shell game.
New initiatives have been identified, but new funds have not been identified for those initiatives that they are proposing to shift funding and, in essence, abandon initiatives that have been started.
Of course, none of these cuts will happen unless Congress endorses them, and judging from past years, the prospects don't look all that good. Back in the budget this year are proposals to cut programs to train health professionals and underwrite medical residents in children's hospitals, efforts proposed and rejected before. And resistance to the Medicaid reductions will come from more than just Capitol Hill, warned John Spratt, the House Budget Committee's top Democrat.
I think the president will be hearing from the governors all over this country, Democrats and Republicans, saying we're reeling under the cost implications of this program, and you're only making the problem worse.
HHS Secretary Leavitt, a former governor himself, said he wants to work with state officials to fashion a comprehensive proposal to rein in Medicaid costs, but such efforts have been tried and have failed before. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.